You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch. I'm a free bitch. It's a good show. You can see shit. Ain't no peeping. Ain't no free
bitch. Ain't no free shit. I don't want your tongue changed. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm one of your hosts, Micah.
I'm Liz.
And Alex is out on assignment tonight, so hopefully she comes back with some good stuff for us.
Yes, she will be reporting from the front lines of I don't know where.
It's a secret mission. She's on it now.
Yes, exactly. What's going on? A happy almost birthday. We're recording the night before your birthday.
I know, right? Thank you.
You're having a party, right?
You know, I'm going out to dinner with my crew.
Love that.
And not really a party. And then
that's a party. Any gathering of more than two people is a party.
It's a party. We're definitely going to go out and party after too. So hopefully Ross's birthday is on Monday. So I know, isn't that funny?
Realize you guys are both Tauruses, right?
Hell yeah, we are. That's why nothing ever gets done.
The house of the bull. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is so funny. I had no idea you guys were so close in birthdays.
I'm going to take him and his buddies to go axe throwing.
Oh, have you ever been axe throwing? I never have, but like I feel like I have because we've seen it done so many times on these Bravo shows.
I know, right? That's probably where I got the idea.
There's so many places that have popped up now, but that would be a fun date.
Would it? I don't know. I plan on just sitting there watching.
Yeah, actually, I do feel like I see it a ton on like in date environments. It's like that's where that's like a fun activity. It's definitely happened with like Danielle and a couple seasons ago in Summer House. She and her date went axe throwing in Brooklyn or something.
Oh. Damn. Oh, you know what? I remember the VPR cast going too.
Oh, see, I don't remember that one. They do paintballing.
Dude, you could not pay me money to go paintballing. Fuck
that. I know. Yeah. I don't see the appeal in that. Like laser tag, that could be fun, but paintballing, I don't want to get wounded for fun.
I go play putt-putt. That'd be fun. You bruise like me too. Oh my God. It's so annoying.
I think it's the white girl thing.
It is. We're not just white girls. We are like white.
Right. As fuck. We're like lily white.
Yeah. Like I'm a ghost. I'm literally a ghost. Reporting to you from the afterlife. I'm a ghost.
I do have, there like was, this was such an annoying thing. What was circulating this past week of Chelsea Handler joining Beverly Hills, which apparently was disputed, but it was like, these things are getting reported as if they're fact now. And
isn't that so annoying? It's just all clickbait.
I guess I'm just leaning on Reddit for the news too much.
Right.
Which is my cross to bear, but you know.
It is because I lean on you.
So. I know, right? I think we all lean on each other for distributing the news. But like, I was kind of excited because I feel like if Kyle returns, she would be calling her out in a hot second. I don't really know much else about her other than like she was to that Joe Coy comedian who like bombed at the Golden Globes or something. But
didn't she date 50 Cent for a little bit?
Yeah, I think that was another, you know, part of her dating life. But I think it was a while ago, like maybe like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, but let's talk about the circle of life for a second. Chelsea Handler dated 50. 50 loaned money to Randall Kent.
Uh-huh.
Who then got engaged to Lala.
Oh my God.
Who then had beef on Instagram with 50 Cent and maybe Chelsea. I don't know. I love it.
And there were rumors that Lala was going to join Beverly, like the cast of Beverly Hills. I feel like that had been floated around for a while.
I didn't hear that. I can't even picture that.
It wasn't a recent rumor. It was kind of just like, you know, people are always saying like, oh, what if Lindsay Hubbard joins Real Housewives of New York? It was kind of one of those things just with like, with Lala having kids now. And
oh my God, in my perfect world, I want to see Lindsay get activated and like, go off on Psy. How great would that be?
Oh my God, yeah. Psy would clam up like a little lily. That would be crazy. Also, the other news this week was that in Vanderpump's not going to be filming this summer. So I guess normally they do film during the summer months, but it's being pushed off to the fall, which I kind of like, you know, fall vibes. Apple picking hayrides in LA.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so much apple picking in LA.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's because Ariana is going to go host Love Island, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like some people have been saying that that's like the sole reason why they're shifting the filming. I don't know. I don't watch Love Island. I don't know what the hosts really do. If it's like a really intense, like, I remember hearing people do like they do VPNs to like watch every day. Like that seems like way too much of a commitment to watch every day. So I'm out on that.
I tried to watch Love Island for like.
I did too.
They had the best like commentator on there. This man, I wish I knew his name, but he was so great. He's like the funniest guy on earth. And he made it. He made the show for me. But I just still like I was so uninvested. There's just too many episodes and too many like vapid people.
Exactly. like people you're not rooting for and you have no history of, which is what we like in our Bravo people. So
that's right. We like to get to know them.
Yeah. Also, Jax and Brittany going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner with Daily Mail, I believe.
Yeah, they were Daily Mail's guests.
I mean, that's just blasphemy if I've ever seen anything. I don't know what they're, you know, obviously it's like they went with the press. They went with the Daily Mail. That's like the most on brand for Jax and Brittany.
I know, right? Who the hell else is Daily Mail going to bring? You know what I mean? Some Instagram influencer? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I want to say last year, Ariana went and Lala went and Lisa went. I feel like it wasn't with the Daily Mail, though. Like, it wasn't as bottom of the barrel.
I would go with whoever. I'd go with the Enquirer. Enquirer? What's it?
National Enquirer.
Yeah, National Enquirer. Like, reporting on aliens and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think that's what they're currently doing. I don't think they get press passes anymore.
Well. I guess I won't be going with them. Damn it.
But yeah, Brittany sure looks like she was having a ball in her, saloon madam outfit, the black dress and gloves.
Yeah, she did. She had a little bit of a saloon madam vibe going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so over this neckline where it like pops up like horns on the shoulders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just like right above her boobs.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like a tulip. It's like people are set into a tulip shape.
It's really bad. I don't see anybody pulling it off. It just looks stupid.
I know. Even like the questions I saw Jax being interviewed, being like, they were asking him like, so do you know are you guys recording this at home, like will you be recording C-SPAN, do you know what channel that's even on? He was like, nope, I have no clue, and I'm not going to comment on politics at all. I'm you know, I have enough going on in my life. I don't pay attention to politics. Like, such an idiot. He just can't get any more cringe.
Right. And that's so on brand for him not to know what the hell is going on either. Right. So. Yeah.
And being like, I have too much going on in my life. Just, you know, can't.
To be fair, isn't that what we want in our Bravo celebrities though?
That like, they're vapid and uninformed. Yeah.
Kind of. I watch them to avoid all politics.
I know. No, I agree. I feel like, you know, I just think his defense of having no time in his day to pay attention to news is just such, like, he acts like he's running some global company when
I know.
I swear, I was actually going to ask if you think, I think that he got involved with this bar because of knowing that the show was being picked up. And so it like got the wheels in motion, because basically this is apparently just a little enclave to a restaurant called Rocco's in LA, from what I've read. And it's barely even its own establishment. And he didn't put any money into it. It's literally just his marketing.
Hey, good for him, though. He gets paid just for having his name on it. That's great.
Yeah. And like doing marketing for it. I just think it's just so laughable that he acts like he is just this busy.
Like running all these businesses. Right. He's not like Lisa Vanderpump, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's not even like the Toms at this point. I do know that he sits around with a microphone commentating on like the Vanderpump shows in the Valley and stuff, and apparently he's just like very, very honest and very obnoxious.
Oh, where's that? Is that like a, I knew they were doing that on Peacock for a while.
No, it's like It's at his bar.
Oh, yeah. Right. I remember that video.
Yeah, yeah. Not only filming that happens, there's like from people's cell phones.
Yeah. So. And him, I think he said like, oh, yeah, it's all scripted. Vanderpump's all scripted. Like, just completely biting the hand that feeds you. It's not like, he's so dumb. He cannot help himself. He'll self-implode at some point. I predict it.
Okay. I know they went to that dinner together, but they're still separated, right?
Right, yeah. Apparently they weren't, I mean, I can't bring myself to, you know, look on their social media for the fake-ass filtered photos of Britney and whatever bullshit Jax thinks he's, like, you know,
yeah,
influencing. Cool. But apparently they were, like, walking the carpet separately. But, yeah, they're still, apparently they're still doing the podcast. I would never subject myself to listening to those two.
Well, you know, they got to crank out those ads.
I know. Yeah. I mean, hell, if we can't get ads and they can, I will work myself to death until that changes.
Right. Oh, my God. I'll not sleep until it happens.
No sleep till ads.
All you need to do is be vapid and uninformed as well. And then you too can get paid too much money to do nothing. No, the delusion, I really think, is what like propels these people forward.
Truly. Yeah, I know.
They're so delusional. Like, it doesn't occur to them that they're not just the best thing that ever happened. So good for them. Who's to say that's wrong if it's working out so well?
I know. I mean, they're already a joke, but it's just, I even hate to give the Valley more views so that they're like, you know, putting more money in their pockets in a sense.
You know what? I like the Valley. Okay.
Well, I do too. I just can't with the delusion of Jax and Britney. It really is like, I reluctantly watch, but I do.
Well, she seems to be waking up, so. She seems to be waking up a little bit.
I hope so. I really, that's like, that will be the best outcome for the Valley, I think. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Kristen will be pregnant and Jax will leave, or Brittany will leave Jax.
Yeah. And Michelle and that Jesse guy. But we'll get into all of that. We're going to get into that.
Should we? Let's do Summer House first.
Well, wait. But we know that Rachel, aka Raquel, has a new man, a single dad. Somewhere. That's literally all I know.
I know. Yeah, cool. I mean, good for her. She's still doing her podcast too. I think we actually have like the same amount of episodes. So we're in direct competition.
Yeah, I don't know that Rachel's our competition. No offense, but she's got like shaky baby voice. Like,
oh, I know. I couldn't handle listening to that. Honestly, I don't subject myself to listening to anyone's podcast. Like, I did listen to Giggly Squad for a little bit. I kind of fell off on that.
I like Giggly Squad sometimes.
Yeah, I find them entertaining. I just kind of feel like I need to be in the right mood for their type of humor. But no Bravo celebrities are getting into these AirPods.
No.
On their podcasts. I need them to stay in their box so that I can make fun of them.
Yeah, stay in your lane, okay?
Yeah, exactly. We missed last week, unfortunately. It was a combo of technical issues and just, you know.
And my dumbass passing out.
Yeah, right. There's that.
But let's
too.
Be real. I fell asleep. It was really late, okay? We need a screeners. I got to start seeing this stuff. I got to make this my day job.
Yeah, we're going to tackle that this weekend.
Yeah. Let's dig into Summer House, though. Good episode. It was one of those where I just feel like I looked up and it was like over.
Like, oh, I know. I like when those credits started rolling. So I think let's like briefly touch on the last episode where it's like the end of the alien party. And, you know, it was the whole, I don't think we need to get into the Danielle and Gabby situation. It was annoying. Danielle was drunk. She was being rude and a founder and CEO of some.
I'm a founder and CEO, so I know how to talk to people. Bitch, what are you talking about? First of all, what does that have to do with anything right now? And second of all, you're proud of yourself for banging Balloon Boy. Literally, what are we talking about? This is what you're trying to compete with? I don't know. Compete.
I think
for?
Danielle's like, gonna look back on this segment in her life and really regret things she did and said.
I think so too. I think she's probably really insecure over this breakup still.
Totally. And getting like,
she gets heard by Alex.
Well, actually, I'm trying to think. So chronologically, she would have dated Joe Bradley after this balloon boy incident. And now, and Luann swooped in and hooked up because Joe Bradley and her met at BravoCon, which was in November.
Oh my God, you're so good. You're right. So balloon boy was last summer.
Right. I know. It is kind of hard to realize that this isn't like in real time. I would love if we got Summer House in real time.
I know, right? Oh my God. They need like a live feed, like Big Brother.
But the main storyline of last episode was Lindsay and Carl. Like, Lindsay was wasted out of her mind telling Carl that he isn't crushing life. And it was harsh, but I mean
it's kind of true.
You know, that's Lindsay for you.
But it's
who do you think you're getting into bed with?
Well, yeah. Also, exactly. If you don't want someone to be blunt, you better tell him, because she is very blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wants like a yes person, I think. Like,
right.
Tell me I'm crushing life, even though I'm not. Like, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, so what I've realized about Carl is like, you know how, I don't know if this happens to you, but for me, there are some people that I just like cannot defend myself against because they just have that type of verbal sparring that shuts you down and like your mind goes blank when you are trying to like defend your point.
Yeah.
And that's what is happening with Carl, I think. He is scared of her and he does not feel comfortable.
Do you think he's scared of her or just scared of being held accountable? Because I don't know if it's her. I think he's like trying to Peter Pan, not trying to, but he's like definitely like a lost boy right now.
Yeah.
And needs to figure it out. And I just don't know that he's prepared to like answer to anyone.
No, that's a good point. I think it's like just a combo of both. Honestly, he's not sticking up for himself. He's not being direct with her on the concerns. I mean, after we see him talking to his mom and stepfather at the Jersey Shore and them saying that like they would not be married if the stepdad was counseling them.
Now, what did he tell them again to make them say that? Like, I remember the conversation. I just don't remember how it got like so drastic, because I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know, I would maybe say like, hey, you guys need to figure out how to resolve conflict or whatever. Like, what led them there?
I mean, it was basically them talking about how, you know, they were alluding to the fact that they were aware of the fights that were happening at the beginning of the summer, specifically the one where Lindsay accused him of being on drugs and relapsing. Yeah. And so the parents are aware of this conversation. And I think that this specifically is the example. Like, they don't ever say that.
You know, what I just thought of too is that his brother died of an overdose. So his mom might be like extra sensitive to her saying things like that when she's not thinking about it, I guess.
And it was just basically because his stepfather, I think, is a reverend or pastor, minister, there you go, and does like premarital counseling, and was like, if I saw these behaviors between two people that I was counseling, I would say they should not get married.
But like, that's just one piece of the pie, I think. I just think it's interesting to take that stance so abruptly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what you were saying, I was like, Liz, save it, you know, for the pod, because I'm curious to see. So you thought, you seem to have the impression that was like a reenactment scene.
Oh, and just the faces that Carl's mom was making, like, she's not a good actress. And it was just giving sort of like, I don't know, it was giving the impression of like, she already knew that this had ended. And it was like faux concern in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I have her body language and facial expressions all wrong, but that's just occurred to me.
I don't think it was like filmed out of order or anything, but okay. So what if Carl was already having doubts and was like,
yeah,
hey, yes, help me out here.
Yes, exactly. There are a lot of people that think that too.
Yeah. Like, that conversation may have happened off cameras and he was like, well, I might need this to be on camera.
I would believe any number of these things, because obviously Carl needs, like, we see that he has such trouble sticking up for himself.
Oh, yeah.
and he cannot like speak his truth effectively because he just gets like, I see like his brain not firing,
right?
You know, on what he wants to say to Lindsay. Like even this, I mean, we're going to go through this, you know, the episode that just happened and aired where they go into the living room and talk about this, but let's go in chronological order. So I think we covered everything that happened in the previous episode.
We kind of started with Paige and Craig in the park. They had a picnic, which was adorable. And then Craig said, you know, he's starting to maybe get insecure. Well, he's trying not to be insecure sometimes because he doesn't really know where their future is.
I know exactly. Like Paige is just that girl that's like, no, I'm not going to, you know, she just likes to play the bitch and be like, you know, I don't care if Craig leaves me tomorrow. But like when she's one-on-one, she's softer, I'm sure.
You think so? I mean, she did say like, I know that it's you, but I have a theory. I think she's just like playing the long game here because let's be real. Paige is from New York. She's very New York kind of gal.
Yeah.
She can make Craig like fit into her life. He does well. Like he's compliant. That one, you know?
Right. No, totally. She has him whipped, I think.
Yeah, she's playing a long game. I know she wants kids, you know, raise them in Charleston.
You think she does?
I don't think she wants to raise her kids in the South. I mean, she's so New York.
Right. Yeah. And she wants to be close to her parents.
Right. Her family. And I know Craig has a sewing empire, but like.
But like, Craig is not. I really am strong in my belief that he is just the face of the business. He is not, you know, the CEO pulling the strings, you know, doing the merchandising. He probably is approving, like, you know, what patterns we want to put on the pillows for this season. I don't think he's in the day-to-day, the logistics, the accounting. I don't think he's in any of that. I think his business partners are. But so like, what is stopping him from moving to New York? Like, I really don't think he needs to be. I think he could be in Charleston. Like, I mean, he has a house, so there's that. But I think he could be in Charleston like twice a month and be fine.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, it looks like he's there all the time. There are still like people who are married and their spouses travel all the time for work and they're gone just as much. They just don't have a place in another city unless they're a bad person with like a secret family. But
it is made to be so much more of a problem than I think it actually is. I think that like, I think Paige enjoys the long distance because there is like that sense of longing that kind of gets created.
Longing while maintaining your independence. Yeah.
Yeah. And she likes that. She likes her alone time. And I think Craig probably is a little more needy in that he would like to be there 24/7. But who knows what will happen. I mean, in 5 years, that's kind of, he gave like a light ultimatum, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't blame him. You don't want to be like 70-year-old dad, you know what I mean?
I know, exactly.
Graduation.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of crazy to think that like when your kid's 20, you'll be 60. Like the jump from 40 to 60 seems wild. Like,
yeah.
That's wild to me. Sound.
I know. It does sound crazy.
I mean, that's like basically what my situation would be if I had kids in the next year or so.
Yeah.
When I would be 60 when they were 20.
Yeah. Also, but that's just kind of a thing now. Everybody's having kids later. They're getting married later and having kids later.
Yeah, I know. Totally. I mean, that's what like Lindsay, you know, Lindsay's our age. She'd be 60 when the kids
are 20. Carl too. I feel like, yeah, they're just, well, also everybody's like living longer, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like 70 is the new 60, I hope.
Yeah. And especially with these new tools of, you know, living healthier, that semaglutide, you know,
that semaglutide life.
Yeah.
And
fuck salt life and semaglutide life.
What is salt life?
I don't know. There are a lot of bumper stickers here in St. Louis that say salt life. It's kind of like a Florida thing. I think it's people that prefer like going to the ocean versus lakes is what I pick up on.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. It's like a bumper sticker t-shirt kind of deal.
Huh. Okay. Super. I prefer thug life.
Thug life, right? Yeah.
That's not that version. I prefer to live that life, but I prefer the state. The
yes,
statement,
of
the
course.
Same.
That's your bumper sticker. Thug life.
Yes.
So the first convo that we have in this, the first convo between Carl and Lindsay that we have in this episode is so awkward because he will not tell her what is actually on his mind. He is like so pussyfooting around everything. It's so enraging.
Yeah, pussyfooting and acting like a pussy.
I mean, what is your stance seeing everything that we have seen so far? Who do you think is to blame right now for their marriage? I mean, there's no one to blame, but do you see how Lindsay was blindsided?
Yeah, if we're going to say if we're going to be like, oh my God, did she think so? Or, you know, did she, I mean, right now it's like he was trying to tell her without actually telling her. And it just sounded so bad. Like he kept saying over and over, well, I'm going to do what I want anyways. You know, I want to get married.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
And she was like correctly being like, well, what does that mean? You're going to do what you want, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that Carl took what his like stepdad had to say to heart so much, unless that's just an excuse. Because honestly, I mean, I'm super obsessed with my husband and we went into a fight or like whatever. And if my parents like had an opinion, I'd probably be like Amanda and do it anyway. But like, he's acting so weird about it. And that to me is like more of a red flag than anything that was said, because if you're like,
he wasn't admitting like, okay, you might be right.
It doesn't even matter to me what it was about. Could have been about anything, but the fact that he was okay talking to his parents about that and was awkward about talking to Lindsay about it. Like, I just feel like my husband and I'm not, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he is the one that I openly talk to.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
care about that opinion more than anything. So to me, that was like a red flag.
And you're more protective over like the private details that are between the two of you because you're in the relationship.
Right. And that too, you know, but I'm just going to like, I don't know. I just, the fact that he couldn't even talk to her. If it were me, okay, say I was a Carl in this situation, I'd be going back to Lindsay like, dude, you won't fucking believe what my stepdad said. And just because of this one fight, we're good. You know what I mean?
Right.
My situation. But he doesn't feel that way, obviously. But
yeah,
it just goes to show like they're not close enough. They're not close enough to be married.
I mean, a core tenet of a relationship, of a strong relationship, is communication. And that's like literally one pillar knocked down for them. They can't even talk to each other about anything.
They don't do it either. They're never doing it. So
right. Well, yeah, I feel like that totally goes hand in hand. I mean, it's just so many like dominoes being knocked over, not in favor of this working out. I really think that they thought that they could like rest on them having such a strong friendship that it could translate to a relationship.
Probably. And they were good for a while. I think it was like after they got engaged and he never wound up figuring out like the job situation and.
Right. And also, it's like revisionist history on Carl's part being like, Lindsay didn't want me to work for Loverboy. But that was not it. It was because she was trying to make sure he was getting the money he should have been making for appearance fees, traveling around with making appearances at.
Well, it wasn't that him too. I mean, he was complaining about it. And so she's like, well, don't do it then. But also, yeah, what was that? And that he was not loving it because he was out at the bars and stuff. He doesn't even drink or like whatever.
I didn't even get that it kind of seemed to me like he had conquered that part of like being sober in an alcohol environment. I mean, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense for recovery.
Oh, he totally does. But yeah.
I mean, it's just like Carl is just coming off not great at all. I feel like now if we're, you know, they're filming the reunion tomorrow. Today, actually, happy birthday.
Oh my God, thank you.
The clock strikes midnight on the Eastern time zone.
That's right.
But yeah, the Summer House reunion is today in New York. Their first chair. I mean, I would assume their first chair. We only saw a prediction of what the seating is going to be.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. I just, Carl, it's just, he was not truthful with her. And I'm like kind of on Lindsay's side now. Honestly.
Yeah, me too. I am too. To me, Carl gets into vibe. Like he can't decide exactly what he wants to do. He had an addiction. You kind of like spend your life hiding when you have an addiction, right? You're hiding from like having to face things. And I think that Carl wants to be perfect. Not like he needs to be perfect or thinks he's perfect, but I think he's trying so hard to be what he thinks everybody else wants him to be. And I feel like he's just not being like, at this point in the show, he's not being true to himself. Like, he's just so nervous of letting down his family and then letting down Lindsay. I don't know. I loved when he talked to Amanda and Kyle out and they all like kind of broke the fourth wall.
Oh, that was so interesting to me. I love a fourth wall break. Them just like,
and finally acknowledging,
pointing to the cameras. Yeah. Being like, you know, I wanted to let, and then later Lindsay, you know, sitting Lindsay down and being like breaking the fourth wall again, being like, you know, when the cameras see the conversation or when you see my conversation with Lou and my mom. And I don't know, like, I so want to know if Carl was like, okay, in 2 weeks, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to end it. Or if like at this point he was trying to salvage like them being married and her seeing this, like in the alternate universe where he didn't break it off.
Yeah, I think he was still like kind of seeing, I mean, he showed up at the bridal shower and he looked really happy, like jumping up. Jersey Lindsay, and but it was weird to hear him talk to Kyle and Amanda about it and then be like, oh, I was so overwhelmed, like it was crazy.
Yeah,
like what, you look happy to be there, like he was like beaming. So I don't know.
Well, hey, he does list on his website, he lists himself as an actor, so there you go, there's acting skills.
Well, damn,
he's an actor and producer
apparently
on radkeyboys.com.
Oh, I looked it up. I haven't. Nice. I haven't seen a website yet. I should check it out.
I mean, it's a nice website. It's nicely done. It goes into like his brother's biography too. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I guess it's just sort of a vessel.
It's nice. A little
promotion for himself. Yeah, it's like a little memorial.
Radke boys.
Yeah. Interesting with the bridal shower. That. Well, okay. So back to the convo though. They just keep asking. Like Lindsay is just like so confused at this conversation. I guess we kind of tied a bow in this. I mean,
I actually kind of laughed because he's like, oh, well, you know, my parents have all these concerns and you're saying, oh, they wouldn't marry us, you know, if he was one married, like if he had a choice, he wouldn't marry us. And then he's like, but you know, they love you. And she's just like, what? Like, yeah. Blinking, like, what?
Well, then it was like, I don't know if this was editing, but at the bridal shower, it felt so tense between Lindsay and his mom. Like,
it seemed awkward. Did you see her glance at the camera a couple times?
Oh, when they were sitting down and she was like talking to her stepmom?
Yeah, I think she probably like another fourth wall break. She's probably like looking at the cameraman like.
Because it felt like it was a little rude, like she was being ignored. Because they don't show Lindsay greeting her, I don't think, when Sharon walked in.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was so awkward.
She knows she was like sitting with her. Maybe she was like nervous.
Well, because I mean, Lindsay did explain later to Amanda and Paige in their bathroom in the summer house how like she felt rejected by knowing that that conversation happened.
Right.
Her future mother-in-law rejecting her, which goes to her. Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was interesting. Carl said like, I don't want to hurt her. Like her mom heard her, like he didn't realize how far the abandonment stuff went, which I don't really know like what that necessarily means when he says that. But
yeah, I had no idea she had a stepmom that she was so close to. She's never mentioned her before. And I feel like I've very well versed in this summer house universe.
Yeah. Haven't we've seen an aunt. She likes her aunt.
Right. Aunt Rhonda. Yeah. Where's Aunt Rhonda? She's missing. Missing in action. Maybe that should be the episode title.
Dude, that bridal shower, she's missing in action. Where the fuck is Rhonda?
Right. AR.
No, that bridal shower, like, holy shit. I want caviar on a potato chip.
Oh, I know. The flowers were pretty, too.
Oh, and the candles. Oh.
So everybody that was like bachelorette party combo bridal party.
Well, it wasn't because then they all went on her back. Oh, no, they went on the honeymoon, I think.
Anyway. No, they did go on her planned bachelorette party to the Bahamas because that was all booked. But
that was after. Yeah, that was after they broke up, though.
Right. But so weird. Like Amanda, I mean, obviously Amanda would be invited to the wedding with Kyle, but Paige wasn't invited to the wedding, but was invited to the bridal shower. Like, is that not the biggest fuck you?
I think that they probably like kind of made up and were cool after it was, after the wedding was like planned, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So she extended that olive branch, but she just didn't make the cut. I mean, I would have done what Paige would have done. Be like, no, I'm not, if I'm not going to the wedding, then you're not getting like a bridal present from me.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in that scenario where I've been invited to like the shower, but not the wedding.
Yeah. I've heard of people doing like sending out save the dates and then not sending an actual wedding invite because like maybe their lists got too long. I've heard of that happening.
You're on the B team, but right. You know, I just wanted to save the date just in case.
Like, save the date. Oh, never mind. You don't need to save the date. Like, how do you, like, retract that? You just don't send anything.
Right? Yeah, just don't. I heard
also,
not.
Also, Sam from, was that last year? Yeah, Sam from last year was at the bridal shower. And then Jacqueline, the fit model from season one.
Jacqueline was there? I didn't notice.
Yeah, it, like, we saw her briefly. Also, Lindsay's another roommate, who was a roommate, along with Christina Kelly, was at the bridal party. I don't know why I know all this. I'm like way too into Summer House.
Wait, Christina Kelly was there?
Not Christina Kelly.
From VPR?
Christina Gibson reporting live.
Oh, she was there?
No, Christina wasn't, but the other roommate, like the third roommate. I don't know her name, but it's so like not important at all. I just spotted these people.
Oh my God, what a great throwback though.
Oh, I know. I'm obsessed with Summer House, so I'll watch it any episode, anytime.
Yeah. Well, my friend Irv told me to watch it finally like a couple of years ago. I was like,
oh,
I think I was pregnant or something and
yeah,
horrible morning sickness and like just couldn't move. And I was like, I need something to distract me, like help. And she's like, you're not on Summer House yet, girl. Like you need to start watching it. So I just did.
Love that. I'm trying to get my sister to start and I'm gonna have to like watch with her to get her into it because I feel like she thinks it's like a Love Island show and I'm like, no, it is not.
Oh my God, no, it's about like people in the Hamptons from New York City. It's so good.
Yeah, also hilarious, the lingerie sandwiches. Did you see that? I want a lingerie sandwich.
Oh my God, I do too, but I don't want it at my bridal shower. I want that at the bachelorette party.
Yeah, I really think this was like a combo because Amanda was saying how she got her like
tiara. She got her like sex toys and
that's
stuff.
Right, yeah. So I think that those three girls weren't invited to the like the going away bachelorette party. Like there's so many like, how do you keep track of who's invited to what? Like Lindsay was just, she's like, no, she's not good enough to go to the Bahamas on the bachelorette, only the bridal party.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to have like so many lists.
It's so Lindsay to do.
It is. Yeah. No, I like it though. Good for her.
Yeah. Then we have the Sierra and Paige driving out, talking about how, I mean, this was kind of like the subplot B of Sierra and West, and Sierra missed West, didn't see him all week.
Right. And West,
she doesn't realize that he's talking to other girls flirtily.
Well, she might realize that, but yeah, we don't know if she knows.
Right. So. True. Yeah.
West is still on the market. He was saying he has not closed the door.
Right. Cause he was like, I don't blame him for this either. He's like, we haven't had sex yet, so how can we be exclusive? You know?
Yeah, I get that she got burned by Austin, but to me that was such a non-issue. Like she's really letting this whole Austin thing like ruin her life. Girl, nobody cares anymore, okay? It was trauma for one show.
And at this point it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, who cares? Lindsay, you were so mad at her and she done got engaged and broke off
she went through a full engagement and got unengaged in the time.
Yeah, started a relationship, got right, engaged. Broke the engagement, and you're still talking about what's his face? Like,
so wait, who's the girl that was on Watch Robins Live tonight? She was saying
Andrea, I love her.
She thinks West and Sierra was just a fake relationship. She didn't fall for it for 1 second, like for the TV show. They had great chemistry.
But also, she talks to like murderers and liars. And, like, yeah. She would probably know better than me, saying, oh, they've got such good chemistry. So maybe that was just Ciara's like comeback. Like,
yeah,
I'm sick of Austin and all this bullshit getting the best of me. So we're going to have this whole thing. I'm getting my redemption, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I hope. I mean, I really don't think they're together now. I think he's, I mean, he was also like, this is his first time experiencing Bravo fame, you know?
Right.
You're not going to necessarily want to turn down what's going to be thrown at you after your debut.
Yeah, especially if it's like a Victoria's Secret model.
Well, I was talking about like he wouldn't want to settle, like his cab light is not on right now. Yeah. You know, to use the Sex and the City reference.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and plus, I mean, he's not going to get, like, I hate to even comment on it, but like, we're in our 30s, right? They've been talking and dating for a while. I don't know exactly what she wants in order to hook up with him, but
right. Yeah.
Maybe exclusivity, and he's not going to become exclusive if they're not like hooking up. He's going to feel like her little bitch, I think.
I think. Well, and also like last week he was calling her his alien girlfriend. So it's just like mixed messages. And we just need to know more of like how many times they're hanging out in the city. That's the real test. If it's not just like the forced interaction of being in the house together.
Right. Yeah. They said they didn't see each other for a whole week.
Yeah. I think that I took that as kind of like her traveling, or maybe he was traveling or something.
Yeah. I think she was like out of town.
Yeah. So also I'm like obsessed with them getting like these chefs to come in and make meals for them. That's like living the life. That food looked so good.
I know. I was saying, you know, what's next to come is like glam. This is turning into very like Bravo, like housewife. Yeah. Like now we've got chefs coming in to make our dinner and set our table. And
they're leveling up. Next thing it will be glam. This will just be Beverly Hills and the Hamptons.
I'll take it. That's kind of what the Hamptons is supposed to be, right? Some fancy people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I dig it. Their budget's like skyrocketing. They probably have Lindsay and Carl to thank for it.
I was just going to say that. I agree. Yeah, they should be thanking them. Definitely. So Kyle, Amanda, and Carl are all talking on the bed, breaking the fourth wall, talking about how, you know, him explaining the situation of what Lou said.
Right.
And, you know, they're, I kind of like loved Amanda's energy this week. She would like, was just always going in for the hugs for everyone.
I know. Really, I like nurturing her energy too.
This week.
She is. I like is that nurturing. One.
Yeah.
Normally she gets on my nerves, but maybe when she's not having to like tame a drunk mulleted man, she's like
also at dinner. Sierra, I like her telling Jesse that he was a trash bag. Like, what was that?
Oh my god, wasn't that so weird?
I swear that was her taking her anger, her still lingering anger for Austin, on to Jesse.
Yeah, saying like, oh my god. Well, and now, I mean, he's like, oh yeah, I'm getting leads on the weekend and going on dates during the week. Which, okay, that's normal, but maybe she's pissed off because Austin dropped her after they hooked up. So she's like, oh, you'll just like drop these shit, you know, you're just gonna hook up. And she's like projecting. And then not hooking up with West, who did seem into her. I don't know if he still is. I mean, yeah, their reunion was pretty cute. But
yeah, they did the full, like, what do you call it? Like a bachelor, it was like a bachelor kiss on the Bachelor show where they see each other.
Ugh, I don't like the Bachelor.
Then wrap their legs around each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bachelor gets pretty cringe. I've had to tap out these past couple seasons.
Yeah, I tapped out like 10 years ago. No regret.
Talking about feelings too much.
Well, I mean, they all just want to be Instagram famous.
Exactly. Yeah.
None of them ever work out.
No.
Yeah. Have any of these relationships in the past 10 years worked out?
There are a couple, but they're few and far between, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say. I did love Gabby looking into the window and reading the body language for everybody. Like,
yeah.
You know.
And seeing Lindsay was talking like this with her hand.
Yeah, she's like, it looks like she's not mad, but she's trying to get her point across while being respectful or something. I don't know. Yep. I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love Gabby. I feel like I wish we had more of her, but I just feel like she doesn't have necessarily a very dramatic life for being like she is.
She's fabulous, but no, she's Yeah.
Going to Paris. And I did hear, like, word on the street is she doesn't actually have a job and she's like a trust fund kid and just, like, I don't know, pretends to work somewhere. But actually, that's the, there was, this was definitely a Reddit.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's Chris.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so this girl gets on Reddit and she's like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to say like it is. She goes on a Tinder date. She proceeds to tell this story about how she went on a Tinder date with Chris, who a lot of people...
Who we saw last week.
Yeah.
At the alien party.
Yes, he was. He was at the alien party, which is pretty funny timing, I guess. But yeah, so he was on last season, kind of forgettable. I don't think they gave him like the best edit, he said. I don't know what that means because I don't think he got a bad edit or anything, but maybe it just means like boring or something. I don't know.
He said that like he was shown as boring, but there actually was like a full fight with him and Carl and with a couple other castmates that they just didn't show at all.
Right. And he said that Kyle's really good at like starting shit up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we could have, you know, guessed that. Yeah. We knew that.
That's true. I can't remember what else she said, but she said that they met for dinner, but he didn't eat and watched her eat.
Yeah, right. Weird.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay for her drinks or anything. He didn't pay for anything.
I think he bought her a drink at one place and then they went to like two other and she wound up like paying for everything else.
And it was kind of like an exchange of information for like the date was, I don't know. I forget how she explained it, but I definitely remember him saying like, yeah, Gabby doesn't have a job.
Yeah, she's a trust fund. But I think she does work in fashion now.
She mentions fashion a lot. I just have never, she doesn't call out like where she works. So, and it feels like it was, because remember Sam worked for like Cosmo. I felt like it was a similar type of publication that's probably like online, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We should look into it.
I know, we should. We need to find some mastheads with her name on it. See, she's legit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so Carl, there's no way Lindsay wasn't going to freak out when he came to the dinner table and was like, I was just telling those guys about, you know, what me and Lou and my mom were talking about last weekend.
Yeah, and now we need to revisit the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no shit, she's gonna freak out.
Yeah, like, we just had this, what do you mean? We already talked about it. No, we need to talk about it again. What? Yeah, I'd be like, we could go talk about it now.
We're gonna talk about it right fucking now then. Like, you think she was just gonna sit there? Like, do you know Lindsay at all?
Well, could you sit there? I couldn't sit there. I'd be like, oh yeah, we'll talk about this thing, you know, later.
That. I felt like my anxiety raised just from him coming over. I just like, Carl is doing so many boneheaded things along this journey of breaking up with Lindsay.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It doesn't seem like, to me, it doesn't really feel like he wants to break up with her.
He keeps saying he loves her. He doesn't want to hurt her. So I honestly, I wonder, I do think that it definitely is possible that he went into the breakup conversation or like he wanted to postpone the wedding to give them more time to get on the same page, I think. He wanted to buy more time. And Lindsay was like, nope, it's now or never. We're done. If it's not now.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to think about like what our significant other's parents have said. Like if Roz's parents had been like, look, you should not get married. If I was the one marrying you, I would say no. Like I would just have no idea. But that is tough to have to like tell somebody that. Yeah. It just was kind of interesting how Carl said finally at the end, like finally the crack started to show like, well, I'm just really overwhelmed right now. And you can just tell internally at that moment, he's struggling like so hard to even say what he needs to say, but he's overwhelmed. He's stressed out, you know, and he just can't even like talk to her about it, which is not good. And that's not necessarily her fault, but.
No, he was like dying inside. It looked like. From his face.
Yeah. I could see he felt like he was being emotionally, like psychologically tortured, which is sad because.
But by his own doing, I feel like he is torturing himself.
Yeah. I think he just doesn't ever want to let anybody down and wants to be Mr. Perfect, but that's life, baby. Like, I don't know. And he shouldn't, it's okay. Like, it's okay to have to tell somebody not great things all the time. It just, it is what it is. That's just life.
I'm just so, like, we know Lindsay's motivations were, like, I want a family, I want babies. Like, obviously, she has more motivation to keep this thing going. Like,
I think she loves Carl, too, I think, with the friendship.
Yeah, and they were best friends, apparently.
Because, I mean, she overlooked a lot of shit. Like, imagine if that was that guy Strabi or something. And they were, like, never bangy, didn't have a job. She'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally. Having, like, no direction. I mean, last week it was talked about how Carl makes, like, half of what Lindsay does doing, like, influencer deals. And the whole, like, stay-at-home mom situation, he was, like, totally taken aback by.
I mean, she didn't really say, I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Was like, right. She just wanted a little time. She wants a person that's going to provide, and she won't need to necessarily be making money for a certain chunk of time while she's focusing on recovering from giving birth. And
right.
I mean, you gotta, she's not wrong for wanting a partner with drive who's going to make money, you know?
Yeah, what do they call it? It's just like life balance or whatever. Like, you definitely, like, that's anybody. That's nothing, like, new or significant. Like, most women try to balance life and children, work and children. That's just is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're in the position where, like, they don't need 9-to-5s. Like, they're, you know, influencers. They're, like, both influencers, basically.
Right. Make the most of that somehow. Just get the wheels turning, you know? They're just not thinking right. But
yeah. I don't know. Carl really has, like, a come-to-Jesus moment, if it hasn't happened already.
Well, we know it's coming, because they definitely don't get married, so.
Well, yeah. I just mean he seems, I mean, especially at the end of this episode, he seems so uneasy with himself. Like, he has no clue who the hell he is what I'm picking up. Because he can't stand up for himself.
Yeah, and I think he's really, like, too hard on himself about not having, like, his shit figured out and not, you know, I really think if he had leaned into Lindsay's such a badass, like, boss bitch, she would have, like, handled it.
She's a pusher.
She would have helped him out.
Yeah.
Helped him figure it out. But I feel like he's just so scared of letting people down.
She is an asset in terms of, like, connections. I feel like either connections or just, like, having the motivation.
Yeah, support. Like, oh, you could try this, and this. Okay, I don't want to do that. Okay, well, then do this. And then next, you know, I just feel like she would help him figure it out. And I really feel like such a missed opportunity. Like, he could have leaned into that, but instead he just was like, oh, she's disappointed. I don't have it figured out.
Well, what the hell? He spent $20,000 on a career coach with no results. I mean, not that you're going to come out of that with a career, but, like, you should have a more defined way of getting to what you want to be doing.
Yeah. I think most of us want someone who takes
the bull by the horns. As a fellow Taurus.
To each their own. Yeah. Well.
Taurus, tell us.
You know, I just don't think it's so hard to say because people freak out. But I mean, I just don't know that I could be with somebody who wasn't, like, driven and motivated. And that doesn't mean that you have to, like, be perfect and figure it all out and have your shit together. I mean, does anybody ever feel that way? Ever? I feel like even the most together people still are like, I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. And they could feel one way at work where they're, like, people that are above them, you know, in the ranks, but, like, at home, they're the ones bringing in the income. I don't know. It's, there's so many different power dynamics too. And there's so much ego involved.
I just feel like it's kind of a big thing. Like, you don't have to love it. It doesn't have to be the perfect thing, but do something, man. Do something.
What they should have done is Carl should have gone down the motivational speaking route and Lindsay could have been the Kris Jenner to his Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner now. She was the one making the deals. Like,
yeah,
that is Lindsay Hubbard making the deals, like, pushing forward Carl to make appearances and do public speaking.
Yeah. You know, I feel like he's just so worried. Like, he wants to have the perfect thing figured out and know exactly what he wants to do and where he wants to go.
And he's thinking about it too
much. He wants everything to be perfect. When really, I feel like you get there by just kind of jumping in.
Exactly.
Doing anything and then kind of evolving, you know? He's too concerned.
You literally just have to start doing it. That's how we were with podcasting. We were like, oh, we're scared to go live. We just fucking did it.
I know.
Just gotta do it.
And then it's so wild. Yeah. And you know what? It sucks sometimes, like when we have like recording delays, or, you know, it's like, oh man, that episode was not what I wanted it to be. But shit, we're still doing the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like you just, it's
just jump
fake
in.
It till you make it.
Yeah.
Completely jumping in and just, you figure it out along the way. Like Carl is just so in his own head. He's trying to have some type of like perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Like I want, yeah, like a full, you know, detailed outline.
Right. You know? Before he's ready to like commit to something. I don't know.
Here's your instruction manual to get to whatever your perfect like career is going to be, or your perfect relationship, or your, you know, whatever it is you're after. This is...
I know. Life is not like that. I feel like we've talked about Carl and Lindsay enough. Shall we pivot? So let's go. Do we want to do the Valley or VPR?
Let's just do Vanderpump. I feel like they were both pretty insignificant this week. So
I mean, definitely Vanderpump was like, we're leading up to, I think that the Valley, a lot more people are talking about it because it's kind of like this resurgence of people realizing that it is good.
Yeah.
And there were such low expectations for the Valley that a lot of people didn't watch it at first. And like, because of the buzz.
I like all the people
on the Valley. Yeah. Well, there's some very hateable ones too. So that's kind of what the show revolves around.
I like that they're like dynamic though. It's like different and it's not all, I don't know. They're not trying to like please everyone just yet.
Exactly. They're messy as fuck. Yeah,
they're young and naive and in Bravo terms.
Yeah. And it's literally just like none of them even realize what they look like on, like, did you see the like Brittany in her like old man, no, like pants pulled up to her boobs? Like she is like, doesn't care what she looks like on camera. Kristen doesn't either. She kind of never has, I feel like. I mean, she's just a little more like, don't give a fuck attitude. It isn't as fake as Vanderpump feels. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's Vanderpump's got a little bit more produced, I feel like.
Oh, totally. And I mean, obviously we know Ariana doesn't want to be in the room with Sandoval. And that's like this whole San Francisco trip is like based around like forced interactions.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I feel like some of that's going to have to be okay, you know, but
yeah,
well, we can just jump in like, from the beginning. They show Anne, this Anne chick, what, she's like a, what do they call them? A shapeshifter? Like she can do it.
Job hopper.
Yeah, she's a job yeah. hopper. Look. Carl, listen, if you need to figure out what to do, just do what Anne does. Just try to do it all.
Well, Anne did start a podcast.
It's like everybody's trying to be us.
I know. Everyone's starting a podcast these days.
They're so jelly of us. They're just trying to get in on this.
Well, she started it with one of the producers from Nick Vial's podcast, Vile Files. And it's about their NDAs because I think the other girl was like an assistant to someone big. Or maybe she's talking about Nick Vial, who I wouldn't be surprised is a monster behind the scenes. I have mixed feelings on him. I wonder if Anne actually is working for something about her, which apparently is opening on May 22nd. They have finally have a date. Yeah.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, good for them. But also, like, if they're not filming, they're not going to be filming the opening. So what the hell? Like, they get an opening date and then we hear that they're not filming. It's just kind of hilarious.
I don't know that I care though. It's just a sandwich shop. Like who cares?
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of like so much buildup. Like this took longer than Schwartz and Sandy's to open up. It feels like.
I mean, for real, I feel like it probably, I don't know. Probably took about the same amount of time, but.
It probably did. But they were selling merch since like March of last year.
Which is so smart. Good for them.
It is. I feel like that pissed a lot of people off, though, that it was like a fake sandwich. Like it could be like a front for the mafia or something.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be great if it was just like a spot to like launder money?
And the whole time it was like, oh my God. And then it would probably be like, once the government finds out, they would have to like subpoena footage from Bravo and all of the stuff that happened with the sandwich shop. And it would all be like, criminal investigation.
I think Jen Shaw would be there. Tom Girardi.
Exactly, yeah.
They'd be like, we just love sandwiches. That's why we're always here. It wasn't the racketeering or anything like that.
I can never remember what racketeering is. I could like.
I think it's just like a term. I don't, you know.
That's like one thing. And I'm like, rackets? What does rackets have to do with this?
Right? I know. Well, apparently rackets aren't even involved. I think I'm married to a lawyer who I've asked this several times too, because I watch all of his videos. And it doesn't stick. But I think it's like organized crime.
Oh, okay. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, like it's racketeering. It's like organized crime against.
Yeah. No, that sounds right. Also, from Teresa and Joe, I learned what wire fraud is, of like sending money over the wires.
Oh, why is that fraud?
Well, like whatever they were doing with mortgage checks. Like I believe if you pay something online or send something like online, it's considered wire fraud.
Yeah.
Again, why don't we do a follow-up with Ross? Maybe he can like tell us all this info.
Yeah. Ross, I've got several things for you to do. Forget your job. And actually, you don't get a birthday until you're done.
Because it's like wire fraud and mail fraud are two different things.
Yeah. How does one even commit mail fraud these days?
Well, it's just sending stuff through the mail. I don't know. Maybe we should not.
You know what? I got the shoes. Okay. For my birthday, I got it. The shoes that you sent me through the mail. And
yes.
Oh my God. They're so hot. I tried them on while we were chatting.
Oh yes.
And I could sell feet pics. They're so cute.
Oh yeah.
They look so good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Feet pics are very valuable these days.
Hot commodity, I think.
I feel like Sonia Morgan is getting into the feet pick game.
Is she? Oh, gosh.
Competing with Larsa.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Where were we with VPR? Okay, Lala's birthday. Or so, okay, first, Sandoval at Kyle Chan's. Sheena's talking about her performance. Sandoval's going to help.
She's going to chill out with this crying over having to choose sides, saying like, okay, I get it. Maybe one episode. But didn't they like meditate and like breathe at the same pace and make up or something? Like, oh my God.
He said something pretty shitty. He brought up the Eddie Cibrian affair. That was shitty. That's like, so like she literally was, it was like 20 years ago at this point.
Yeah. Who cares?
Literally. I think literally it was.
Yeah. Right.
She was probably like 17, I think.
No, she was like 20, not 40.
Right. Exactly. That was her whole point. So, and then like Lala calls Tom and is like, you're not invited. Not inviting you. Oh, yeah. To San Francisco, or no, to Lala's, what was it?
Her birthday party. Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Then Heather McDonald shows up to Lala Kent's birthday party.
I like that.
Do you listen to her?
No, but I've seen her do like some Barbie reenactments on Instagram or something. They're pretty funny. Yeah.
I don't listen to her either, but I thought that was interesting to see the people who like try to hang on Bravo. Bravo Lebs.
I know.
It's always funny to see.
Right. That dress Lala was wearing, that was not it.
Oh.
She's got a bang and bob, but I hated that dress. Like, come on.
It just gave me anxiety of just one like, you know, false move and your entire nipples out.
Yeah, that's what I said to Ross. I said, how is her boobie still there? Like, in the dress. I don't understand.
She must have them taped in there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do a lot with tape, I think.
I can't figure out the tape. I have, like, fashion tape, and it sucks.
Uh-huh. Got to get those kind that, remember Dorinda in St. Bart's? She was doing it for Sonia, where you, like, take it over your shoulder.
It was, like, packing tape or something.
Pull your boobs up. Yeah, it was something, like, crazy.
Whatever. If it works, I'll tape anything.
Right, yeah. Defy gravity. We meet Ariana's boyfriend.
Yeah, how underwhelming.
Daniel. I know, it was, like... Whatever. If she's having fun, she, you know, is getting the physical touch she needs or the emotion.
She's a rebound. You don't like make it you don't like wife up the rebound. What is she doing? And he's not the most attractive man I've ever seen.
I know. Everyone is very split on this. I feel bad making... It just seems very random. He doesn't even live there. He doesn't want to move to LA. He was like totally offended at that idea. And
right. Like, sorry, but
yeah, like not going to happen.
She's got a sandwich shop, bro. She can't just leave her sandwich shop.
I just think she missed out on a lot of opportunities for not just living in her singlehood. I think this is like, well, I mean, she's hasn't been single. I don't think we've ever, I guess maybe she was single right when she got on the show as like the bartender.
She was like a child.
Right, exactly.
So young. And I think before that she was in a shitty relationship. I remember she was
talking about that. Yeah, she's talked about that.
Dude, I hate those people. Well, I don't hate the people, but I hate when people.
It needs to be explored in therapy. Why can't you be alone for a bit?
They like sell themselves short. Like, oh my God, you're just going to start exclusively dating the next person that you meet?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. Why? Like, I just like don't, maybe it's my Taurus energy, but I don't like anybody. Like even when I have decided that you're like worthy to date, not even that I'm that much of a prize, but I know that my standards have to be like really fucking high or else my life would go to shit. Okay. Because right. I just don't have it in me to that kind of drive.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I know.
I just don't understand this. Like you'll date anybody who looks like anyone. Like that?
Yeah, can't be alone.
Can't be alone, won't be alone, just jumps from one relationship to the other. Like, oh, I hate that. That's like one of my pet peeves. I hate it when people do that.
It's such like, it just speaks to insecurity. And when like,
it's dark energy.
Ariana was so of the moment when her and Sandoval broke up.
Yeah.
She could have had anything.
Oh my God. Anything. Anyone. Some like hot billionaire with a yacht.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What did you think about Tom's mother showing up to his show where he was wearing an S&M harness? Did you clock that?
Oh my God. I don't even know. She probably just is like, damn, I shouldn't have, you know, done all those drugs or drank so much when I was pregnant. This is what fucking happens. Like she should make an infomercial.
Oh my God. That's terrible, Micah. How could you say that about baby Sandoval?
Wearing that shit around his mother. Ugh.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's just.
Would you wear that?
Oh, no.
You wouldn't wear an S&M getup in front of your mom?
Nope. Sorry, mom.
Yeah, that ain't it.
It was just like so bizarre how they were like, the camera was hanging onto her face while he was performing. I just can't with the show.
I mean, all I remember is that she was like a firefighter and Tom said that she
down a door in St. Louis.
And I love that. Oh yeah. In your hood.
And drained her of her like 401k or something.
Oh, right.
Still owes her money.
For shorts and sandies. And then now he's not even allowed in the building.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he is actually.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So, okay, this was like, okay, then they fly to San Francisco after their show.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Ariana was, she was nice to Sandoval at that, like, not nice to him, but she wasn't like starting shit up with him at James's like pool party or whatever.
Right.
And so why is Brock like talking to her about how she should be responding to him and acting and talking about female rage and how male rage isn't a problem? Like, and it's like, I'm sorry, but Brock, you have a domestic against you.
Yeah, exactly. Rage shouldn't be coming out of your mouth.
Right? Like we're talking, they all had like cocaine rage several times.
Yeah. Well, but Ariana didn't even like get that heated. She didn't get heated at all.
No. And I think like given a timeline, who cares? Like she's allowed to be pissed off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Brock, shut the fuck up.
She's doing that tactic of gray rocking, which is like you don't interact with the person at all. You don't give them anything to work with. You're just like as boring and dull as a gray rock.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what you gotta do. Which is a great tactic, by the way. If anyone's dealing with someone who's especially difficult, gray rocking is a great method.
I mean, the rest of this episode, we got to get to the valley. So, I mean, what they had a roaring 20s party. Cool. Yay. Rode some trolleys. Cool. Yay. It was a lot colder than they expected it to be. That's San Francisco for you. I was wearing my winter coat in July in San Francisco. It's crazy.
I know. It's so cold there.
And then Tom and Sheena made up.
Yep.
Big deal.
And
I mean,
Schwartz proposed a one night only. Sitting on your phones together.
Getting so pathetic now. Like
I kind of like them getting along. It's funny.
I know. But it's like at this point, the way Katie, if she even slept with him again, the way her stock would plummet being attached to that man again.
Oh, no. he didn't want to sleep with her. He wanted to like sit next to her while they scroll on their phones.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Because that was the kind of intimacy that they had before, I guess. Which, hey, is a form of intimacy, but, you know.
I just can't imagine why they're not married anymore.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what he misses the most, is like ignoring her.
So hot watching her scroll her phone.
Yeah, watching, what is it, Kate Kills Music or something?
No, Music Kills Kate.
Yeah. Seeing that feed.
Also, it is crazy how, like, when Tom and Sheena were talking, like, he's talking about all this stuff about how Ariana didn't deserve any of this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, he is not mentioning the affair at all. Like, where's that coming in? Did she deserve the affair?
Right.
I mean, he's, like, positioning this in, like, the way of, like, he was trying to protect her but not breaking up with her.
True narcissist form. Please.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, anybody would prefer getting cheated on with somebody they know, especially Rachel of all people, with bambi-eyed bitch.
I know, right?
Ariana's fine, okay? She's fine. You're not doing her any solids. Let's talk to the valley really quick. So,
yes.
Jax and Brittany went to a tantric thing.
Ugh, God. Any scene with these two, especially involving tantric sex and Jax Taylor's name in the same sentence.
Jax Taylor with Brittany. Ooh.
I didn't see any positive outcomes from that. Mm-mm. I mean, but backing up to the hotel at the Mondrian Hotel after Jax's hair plug party or whatever the hell that product was.
For his fake bald spot.
I mean, and then basically Kristen is getting like booed out of the room for threatening Michelle with the information, spilling the information about Jesse.
Yeah, and then Jesse lunged at her and like threw poor Zach against the wall.
He like choked Zach.
Did you see Zach's face? He's like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was like a little like baby deer.
It was sad. I felt bad. But his hair didn't move at all. So good for you, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah. He's shown some compelling proof that that isn't a wig, which I just can't even comprehend. I feel like there was something somewhere where he was like, I don't know what it was. He showed old pictures of him, I think possibly on his Instagram, of the same haircut, same texture, I guess, of like nothing's changed in years. So
he's going to pull a Teresa Giudice and show up next season with a bigger forehead.
Oh my God, yeah.
Hairline a little higher and then a little more.
Is that what hers did? Like, did she have to get like her lasered so that you can like move the hairline back?
Yeah, I would think. I don't know, because yeah, shaving that, I guess, wouldn't make any sense. Yeah, you couldn't keep that even.
No, I'm sure she is lasered. Everyone's lasered all the hair off their body. So,
I mean, good for them. Laser that forehead, Zach. Don't be afraid. You can do it.
But yeah, basically, this is like Kristen threatened at the end of the hair plug party that she knew the secret about Michelle having a boyfriend for the past year. They get in a physical fight. I mean,
Jesse's a fucking maniac.
They're trying to ice out Kristen now. That's the plan.
Did you see on Watch What Happens Live after that? It was last week, I think. And Janet was on with Allie and they're like, okay, Allie has no idea what's going on clearly, but they asked Janet like,
right.
Okay, so watching this back, like, are you on Kristen's side or are you on Michelle and Jesse's side? And she's like, Michelle and Jesse. Like, are you fucking serious? Did you not see this same maniac just lunge? He pushed poor Zach and his hair into the wall and lunged for Kristen. And, you know, Vincent Van Gogh had to step in. It was like a whole thing.
No, Janet has severely miscalculated how much, like, people know that Kristen is a flawed human being, but she's still, like, people still root for her and her messiness.
Well, and at least she's, like, telling the truth. She's real.
Right. And they're separated now, so there was something there.
Yeah, and Janet cannot say that she's not on Michelle's side, because then... Yeah,
Janet's a little...
She's not smart. To me, she's giving like villain vibes when really she's trying to be like so woke.
Totally.
But like, she can't admit that she's called her a racist and a Republican. So she has to be like, well, I'm on Michelle's side. Michelle and Jesse for sure. Even though those two are psychopaths, they're so weird.
Michelle and Jesse.
Like, they're creep. They creep me out.
Yeah. I mean, definitely Jesse. That He's American Psycho vibes for sure. I think we said that, didn't we? Yeah. He, and also, what is up with his hair in the confessionals that look like he was wearing a headband? Like, it's like a bubble. Like, he has a dent.
I don't think I would have
it's
even
so
noticed.
It's so weird and wavy.
Yeah. Listeners, go back and look at this because I was perplexed. I didn't notice until Liz and Alex told me. And when I did, it's very annoying. It looks like he's wearing a headband that's not there.
Yeah. It's like he wore a headband. Yeah. One of those, like, guy headbands.
And then Jax and Brittany get a hotel room together.
And then they fight.
Yeah, it didn't go well. So.
I had a hard time following, like, Luke is trying to defend Kristen. Like, he had he bowled with those guys. And they were kind of like, Kristen is doing XYZ. And so Luke went then to Kristen being like, I kind of spaced out at that moment.
Did oh my God, think? I spaced out so hard. I just, VPR in the Valley were a couple of like nothings for me this week. I'm not even
gonna Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. I mean, I was definitely paying attention to like the Jax and Brittany, him saying he does everything or that he's so stressed out. And he's the one that bought the house when it was both of them.
He brought her to that bar and they were like happy to have her like input and she just,
yeah, that's supposed to be like their thing. It's not
yeah,
just him.
She's straight up like, okay, well, Jax was trying to tell me I have to wait. He just sits there saying nothing. And then he's like, oh, you know, we have so much going on. And she's like, well, let's have another kid. And it's like,
yeah, well, and he's lying to her that he wants another kid.
Yeah, like he's lying about not being able to have her around at the bar. You know, he's lying about right. wanting another right. kid and, or why they can't. You know, it's like those two are just on completely different pages.
I'm just so happy that she like actually, I mean, I don't know how it works in California. I'm assuming you don't have to like file for separation and there's nothing legally separating them at this point in time.
Right. I don't think so. I feel like she lives down the street and they're getting along and kind of, but she has to struggle not to do stuff for him still.
But just like bringing another kid into this is just going to be pure hell.
How she didn't really understand that before, I don't get. But I think she probably just wanted a sibling first.
She's in denial. Honestly, I think she like drinks to like put her mind at ease of the situation she's in of like a loveless marriage and with someone who doesn't want to have another kid.
When Jax Taylor is like, you should stop drinking so much, you know there's like a fucking problem.
Well, and it's obviously he's the biggest hypocrite in the world. So, and he thinks like because he's married and has a house and quote unquote business, he's like up on this pedestal. It's like infuriating.
Don't you think like, oh my God, Jesse gives me like coke rage for sure. And I feel like Jax, when he got to James's pool party, like he was just a little too excited. Like, you can't tell me he's not doing all that stuff. He's still doing the pasta.
Absolutely. It's pasta all day, every day in that household.
Right. So he's had like three nose jobs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, he's talking about getting all amped up on AM, PM coffee, but... You know, we know the truth.
And, oh my God, I forgot about that.
And if it's not cocaine, then it's probably Adderall. Allegedly.
Allegedly. We don't know anything.
We got to protect ourselves.
Who said that?
What?
It's like, who did that? Kenya, when they were on the Ultimate Girls Trip, you know, she was like throwing shit at people. And then she goes, who did that?
Actually, I didn't see that Ultimate Girls Trip because Teresa was on it.
No, wrong one. This was the one with Leah. Was it Kenya? Who was it? It was Portia.
Oh, okay. I didn't finish that one, actually. It got really boring.
It did.
The Thailand, boring, didn't it? I think it was. Yes, it sure did. The Valley ended with Jax and Brittany getting in a fight. He storms off to probably go to guys' night at the Mondrian where everything happens and people have affairs. And her, you know, she's in her glasses.
Just with her Muppet frown. She gave Muppet mouth a whole new meaning.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously. Literally. I'm like, I'm along for the ride. It's like kind of one of these shows where I'm kind of looking down at my phone during it. And it kind of like, same with VPR. I do kind of like space during certain parts that just feel very like Michelle is such an actress. She's like, she's got her lines rehearsed on what? No, she's so robotic. Like she's like a fembot.
Talks real slow. Jesse, I know that you want to be together, but it's like,
that's when I tune out my brain.
That's when I start
up and flies away.
Block blast on my phone with Tetris.
Oh man, if I had Tetris on my phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else we should talk about, birthday girl?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Martha's Vineyard, like, I'm tuning in. It's kind of just like not very compelling drama. It's fun parties, and I always love to check in on my little guy Milo, if he's surviving every week and being taken care of. But it's kind of just like, it's drama with people that are giving us all of these reasons why they're like in a pissy mood during this vacation, and like all their personal backstory that we don't know them well enough to care about.
Yeah, I'm like a couple episodes behind, but I think I stopped where that new guy came in and
Simon showed up this week.
Bree's boyfriend. I love Simon.
I know, he's funny, but it's just like, it's funny to see their parties. They have fun parties, you know. It's so much lighter in comparison to regular Summer House. So, you know, we're tuning in. And then Jersey's in like a week, I think.
Jersey is on Sunday, my friend.
Wait, this Sunday?
I think so. I think it's on Cinco de Drinko.
I think you're right. Okay, well, you guys, we'll have Jersey recap for you next week too. So please get ready. Happy, happy birthday, Micah. Hope you have a beautiful one today.
Me too. Thanks.
And we will talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.